Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, hello to everyone on the line. We do so appreciate your joining us on this Thursday evening. We do understand that we're up against a lot of competition on Thursdays, that being in the form of Grey's Anatomy and when does Empire come on? I know Grey's Anatomy, How to Get Away with Murder, Scandal. We're in very big competition, but I do so appreciate you understanding that this is so very important and that there's nothing that they can say or share with you that's going to assist you in this endeavor. And so as we prepare on tonight to just begin to go over some things on tonight, I would love to start with a word of prayer. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, O Lord God, for those who are on the line, Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for giving them the mindset, O God, to want to learn about how they can assist with this epidemic of domestic violence, O Lord God, and what it is that we need to do first and foremost as Christians, O Lord God. Then, O Lord God, to be that we need to be to our neighbor, O Lord God, to be that we need to be to those who are going through domestic violence, how to educate ourselves, O Lord God, and how to assist in that time frame that they may be going through in their lives, O God. So we just thank you, O Lord God, for them having an ear to hear and a heart to receive what you are saying even on tonight, God, with reference to this. So, Father, we bless you and we honor you the more. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Okay. And on tonight, we just wanted to again go over some of the things, traits of the abuser. We've gone over and covered a lot of ground in these fast few Thursdays with reference to domestic violence and domestic violence awareness and trying to give you some information that will be helpful to you. Red flag you as to whether or not you're actually in a domestic violence relationship. Then to help those who seen it from the outside and looking at it and perhaps said, you know, I think something could be wrong there. And so we just want to, again, go over some of the things we talked about thus far, some of the things that we can look for as far as children who've witnessed domestic violence and what we can do to assist them in their endeavor because of the stats concerning children who go through domestic violence or who have witnessed domestic violence and the statistics saying that they themselves can grow up to be batterers. We want to make sure we're doing everything that we can to reverse that in them. Especially, I want to say especially in the mindset of young men, but it can also be in the mindset of our young ladies. So we want to reverse that. So we've gone over some of the things and the fact that it said that it's an estimated 12 million children are exposed to domestic violence in the U.S. each year. That's an alarming number of people. And even when we were sharing with you previously about children who witnessed and all of the violence that we have in our society today. Not trying to say it's a direct correlation, but I do believe that there is a correlation between all of the violence that we're seeing in our young people today and domestic violence. They're having witnessed it themselves. And so, again, that's just me and my sanctified unctioning as I was reading these things and how much we're just infiltrated in our society, infiltrated with violence. And so when we begin to look at the violence that's in the home, how we speak to our children, the profanity and things of that nature that our children have to endure, and how is it coming across? What is being manifested in them from witnessing domestic violence? And so those were some of the things we talked about. We talked about just beginning to look at it, talked about some of the emotional abuse that domestic violence can do and how the emotional scarring and the depthness of the emotional scarring that women go through or those who go through domestic violence. I don't want to just say women, but those who go through domestic violence, the emotional scarring that happens from that it's really, really something that needs to be dealt with as well. And so those of you who are on the line, those of you who know of somebody who may be going through domestic violence and you're really not sure how to help, I appreciate your listening in, and we're hoping that we're giving you the information that you need. We're hoping we're giving you the information that you need in order to assist you in that endeavor. Again, we do want you to spread the word that Hope Alliance and Breaking the Silence is on the line on Thursdays, every Thursdays from 7:30 until 8 p.m. So, again, we appreciate you coming and joining in with us tonight. Tonight I wanted to look at, as I was preparing and meditating earlier today, I wanted to just kind of look at and talk about some of the things that those who've gone through domestic violence, what can happen as far as a turnaround with them, with their mental stability, those who've gone through emotional abuse and things of that nature, how we can assist them to begin to lose that past. The Bible talks about forgetting those things that are behind and pressing toward those things that are before, pressing toward a mark of a higher calling in Christ Jesus. And so the memory of it may be there. The memory of it may be there, but taking away the sting and then to become more empowered to do something about it, to get out of that victim's mentality and to begin to put on a victor's mentality. And we know that we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. We know that we are victory. We are victors through the finished and the completed work of Jesus Christ, the cross, the resurrection, and his sitting at the right hand of the Father now making intercession for us. And so as we begin to build on that and begin to stand on that, I think that it's imperative that there is a certain mindset that we want to take on. We want to begin to identify ourselves through Jesus Christ as victorious and not identify ourselves as victims. Amen. And so we just want to talk about that a little bit on today. And what I wanted to start off with was just not just having a survival mentality, but taking on the mindset of a person of victory. Amen. If I can just say it like that. We're going to release and let go of that survival mentality and then to become a person of victory. Feeling like everything is against you. Have you ever noticed that it seems like when one thing goes wrong, just the tumultuous of things begin to go wrong? Like, you know, this will go wrong, then something else will happen, and you'll just be like, oh, you know, if it wasn't for bad news, I couldn't get I wouldn't have any news at all type of thing. We want to change our mindset from feeling that everything has to happen. We want to change it today and start with the end in mind. We want to begin to look at and begin to have a vision, to get a vision in place. The Bible talks about that men perish because, he said, write the vision and make it plain. Write the vision and make it plain. And you want to begin to write down a vision. You want to begin to Even if you're in a domestic violence situation, even if you come out of one and you're still trying to get your footing, you need to begin to write down some things, begin to get some scriptures and write down some scriptures so that you can begin to change that mindset. Begin to see yourself as blessed so that you can be and become a blessing. That's a mindset, and it's really just, you know, taking on a mindset of I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Maybe you're somebody who found yourself, you need to go back and you need to finish school, or you need to begin to do some things to educate yourself. You want to find a job. You want to get yourself ready and prepared to find employment and become an employable person. Begin to write down some things and then get scripture to back it up. Get some scripture. Stand on the word of God. The Bible says in 1 John, I believe 1 John 3, he says, wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. God desires that we prosper and be in health. Okay? See yourself as a gift to the world, a blessing and a problem solver to others. And I just, the reason why I'm taking this avenue with this is because we've talked about so many derogatories. We talked about so many things that concerning domestic violence. But there is another issue concerning those who are coming out of DV. And one of those issues is beginning to pull yourself up by your bootstrap, beginning to pull yourself up, beginning to tell yourself, self, we can do better than this. And I just wanted to begin to pour and to feed into you as you begin to try to go down another avenue. I want to begin to pour and feed into you, those of you who know of somebody who's trying to come out of a DV situation and they still got that victim's mentality. They still got the spirit of defeatism, that they're defeated. I just want to begin to share some things with you so that you can begin to help them and assist them in that turn. Begin to help them to make that turn toward the better. Amen. So the first thing, you must start with the end in mind. And what I mean by starting with the end in mind is that you've got to get a picture of what it is that you want. Begin to visualize what it is. And that's the thing. The people perish because of the lack of knowledge, and that we have to write a vision and make it plain. You have to begin to see what it is that you want to attain and then take the necessary steps to make that thing become a reality. Amen. Make that thing become a reality. So first thing is start with the end in mind. The second thing is to see yourself as a gift to the world, that you are a blessing, that God purposely let you be born because he saw purpose in you, he saw destiny in you, and he brought you in this world for a reason. Have you ever had people ask you, why am I here? What am I here for? It has to be something better than this. Yes, it is. And you need to be in the place of God or in a position of the Lord that you're finding out what you need to do. No, begin to tell yourself, see yourself as a gift to the world and begin to tell yourself, begin to feed yourself positively. I'm not talking about vanity. I'm not talking about vanity. But I am talking about beginning to build yourself up in your most holy faith, to know who you are, to know that God put you here with purpose, to know that God loves you, and that even in what you went through, don't allow the enemy to tell you that you can't. Don't allow the enemy to tell you that you're no good, because most people, hallelujah, okay, most people who've gone through domestic violence, they've been beaten down verbally. People have told them they want nothing, they'll never be nothing. Well, we came on today to let you know that you're somebody, that God placed you in this world with purpose and a destiny, and that you can just begin to see yourself as the gift that God sees you as, hallelujah, there can be a turnaround for you. So begin to see yourself as a gift of the world. Begin to see yourself as a problem solver to others. And I just want to leave you with a scripture with that. I want you to write down 1 Peter 4 and 10. I may not be able to get to all of these scriptures, but I definitely want you to write them down, to go back and begin to read them and begin to let them saturate in you as a person and begin to feel all of those voids of hurt and pain, all of those voids that of negativity, and begin to put in something positive so that you can begin to raise up and be what God has called you to be. Amen. Expect abundance. Expect abundance. Just as having enough to get by is smart-minded and prevents you from being a blessing to others. Just having enough to get by is small-minded. Is small-minded and prevents you from being a blessing to others. So expect abundance. I know you probably came out of a situation perhaps where somebody was giving you money or telling you you're not smart enough to handle money and things of that nature, and you were barely getting by, or you were depended on them to get by. Perhaps they were going through or putting you through financial abuse, where that you were making money, but they were taking it all and they were spending it and doing things, and you were left to fend however you could. I want you to begin to get expect abundance. Again, the scripture that I share with you, God wishes above all things that you would prosper, that you would prosper, and just you would prosper and be in health. And when we talk about the word prosper, we're just not just talking about financially. God wants you to prosper in your mindset. He wants you to prosper in your emotional balance. He wants you to prosper everything in you that makes up the good of you. God wants to begin to build that up in you. Amen. And so whatever it takes for you to prosper and be in health, that's what God wants you to do. So don't feel like just getting enough. Don't begin to feel like you can't make it or you're not smart enough to make some conscientious decisions. The Bible says in the book of James, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who give it to all men liberally, and he'll give it to him liberally, and he won't upbraid it. So we have to begin to trust God to give us the wisdom that we need. God will give you the wisdom that you need, the smarts that you need, the intellect that you need. It's already in you. It is already in you, waiting on you to uncover it, waiting on you to ignite it in yourself and begin to step out and who God would have you to be. Amen. And I wanted a scriptural reference for the abundance to be John 10:10. John 10:10. If you're writing down scriptures, I want you to begin to saturate yourself. And perhaps we can go back and read a couple of them, but that's what I want you to do. Have a right mental attitude toward people. When you truly care about what is best for them, you will succeed. It's easy to smile when you want the best for someone else. It's easy to sell when you're trying to bless them. Having the right mental attitude towards people. If you've come out of a domestic violence situation, your trust may have been shattered. Your trust may have been shattered, and you're finding it really, really difficult to trust people. You're finding it really difficult to let people in your inner circle. You know, those people are those who've gone through domestic violence. I have often been people who keep secrets because they haven't been able to share a lot of things that was going on to them. And they really have that, you know, non-approachable kind of defense thing up on them. You know, I can't be open because I don't want people to come to me because I don't want to have to argue and fight and fuss about what was said. And so now is the point of time where allowing God to help you to begin to trust again. Amen. To begin to trust, to begin to open yourself up and begin to ask God to help you to trust. And how you can kind of reverse that thing is the Bible says, give and it'll be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And I believe that that's not just talking about money. It's talking about some other things. I'm going to share a short testimony, and that was after I had come out in my singledom, and I was praying and going through this thing where I felt like, you know, I was lonely, and that was only because my mind was idle. But I felt like I was lonely, and I began to say, you know, God, I don't want to be by myself. I don't want to grow old by myself. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, aren't you a giver? Don't you give? And he said, whatever measure you've given, that's the measure I'm going to give back to you. You know, and oftentimes it's not just about having a relationship in that, you know, you want to have an intimate partner or something. It's just about being able to connect with people and being able to have a good, healthy friendship with people. When you've been in a position where you feel like people were taking advantage of you, or you felt like, you know, you've gone through emotional abuse and financial abuse and all of these different kind of abuses, sometimes it's hard to see or trust people. Sometimes it's hard to trust people. And so God is in a position, or he wants you to be have a right mental attitude towards people. Don't get to a point where you can't trust anybody. Don't get to a point where you've shut everybody out because you've decided, I'm never going to hurt like that again, and so I'm just going to shut down everybody that tries to come and be a part of my life. That's not what God will have you to do. Okay, so you want to have a healthy attitude towards people. You want to allow God to help you to have a spirit of discernment, to know, you know, who to minister to and things of that nature. Okay, I recognize you hold the power to do something with your life. You know, when you're coming out of a DV, domestic violence relationship, you may have felt powerless. You may have felt powerless, but you have to understand that God has given you everything you need. God, that you hold the power to do something with your life. And that power actually is the ingrown power, or the indwelling power, rather, of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, now dwells in your mortal body. And he's able to resurrect some things in you that were literally put to death through going through domestic violence. And so on today, I want you to recognize that you hold the power to do something with your life, regardless of what you've gone through, regardless of your the economy, regardless of your upbringing, regardless of your past mistakes. God has given you a seed to plant, and the seeds of your word to begin to speak positively, to begin to say, I can do this, to begin to say, I can complete school, to begin to say, I will find a job. You have the power in you to begin to sow a seed, and that seed can be the seed of your words. Hallelujah. The seed of your words, begin to speak out in the atmosphere that you can do it. I just want to encourage somebody on today that you can do it. You've got it in you to do. My sister, my brother, whomever you may be, you've got it in you to do. It's just a matter of your doing it. So begin each day sowing a seed of faith, joy, love, hope. Just have a smile, to be able to smile, to look in a mirror and say, I am somebody through Jesus Christ. I am the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And when God made me, he made a marvelous work. And he himself is a marvelous work. And so begin to speak the word. Begin to declare it. Begin to speak it. You hold the power. You hold the power in your hands. Don't wait for the perfect conditions. Don't sit idly by and say, well, you know, and I think that this is a problem, not just with those who've gone through domestic violence, but just a problem. When we try to wait for the exact right moment, we have to make the moment. Oh, my God, to glory. I done blessed myself. We have to make the moment. Don't wait for the moment. The moment when everything is going to come together, and then you're going to know that that's when you're supposed to do. Make the moment. Make the moment. Make the moment of your getting better. It's in your hand. Again, that power is in your hand. Ecclesiastes 11:4 said, he who watches the wind will not sow, and he who looks at the clouds will not reap. Don't wait for things to change. Don't wait for somebody to come and tell you some things. Don't wait for the media to get better before you do what you know to do. Make your life better by sowing the right seeds beginning today. Make good choices today. So don't sit around watching for the wind, the right wind to come. Don't sit around watching for this to happen in your life. I'm just waiting on things to get better. As soon as things get better, then I can. No, you make the moment. You make the moment. You step out on faith. You step out on faith and say, today is the day. Today is the day I decree and declare change in my life. Today is the day that God is going to order my steps. I am allowing you, Father, to order my steps. You said the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by you. So as I take by faith, as I step out by faith, I am allowing you to direct me in the place that you would have me to go. Amen. 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 The other thing is to forget none of his benefits. Of course, that's in Psalms 103, verses 2 and 4. Focus on the good you already have, what God has already done. Appreciate the fact that you are alive. Appreciate the fact that you got breath in your body. Appreciate the fact, you know, if your children are around you or whatever's going on around you, appreciate it. Begin to take it, just begin to thank him for all of his benefits. You know, thank him for the little. You may not have the clothes that you want to go on the interview, but God, I thank you for what I have. You may have to keep re-wearing them clothes and ironing them, but thank God for what you have. The little that the Bible says, forget not his benefits, but don't forget what God has done for you. Begin to pick up where you are. Begin to pick up right where you are. Begin to say, God, I thank you, oh Lord God. I thank you, oh God, that you he said that he healeth all of our diseases. He redeems our life from destruction. And you may have thought that when you went through domestic violence that your life was utterly destroyed. But the Bible says, hallelujah, in Psalms 103 and in verses 2 through 4, he says that he heals all our diseases. He heals the physical wounds and the emotional wounds and the financial things. God heals everything that is about you. And so you have got to begin to know that. It says he redeems your life from all destruction. Amen. So we've got to begin to know that he has done great things. He has done great things, and bless his holy name. Get up from where you are. Remember, you've got the power in your hand to turn your situation around. You've got the power in your hand to come out of that victim's mentality and begin to understand that you are victorious through the finished work of Jesus Christ. So don't wait for the person who wronged you to apologize. Don't wait for the things to change with all of that. Don't wait for the person who you felt like didn't assist you when you was going through domestic violence. Don't wait on them and say, you know, they owe me an apology. Don't sit around and be the victim. My lawyer didn't do enough. The judge didn't do enough. The pastor didn't do. Don't sit around. Oh, my God. Don't sit around with a victim's mentality. But get up. Get up. Get up from where you are. Get up from where you are and begin to say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Know that you can. Know that you can. So I just want to encourage you. You know, if things are looking hard for you, perhaps you're in a shelter and things are not in the best of conditions, at least you're out of harm's way. And perhaps your children don't have the best that you would like for them to have, but keep in mind and know that God knows all and God sees all. And he's given you the power to change. So we came on today, we just want to encourage you to know that God has given you the power to change. And your success to change and succeed starts with you. And it starts now. Your success starts with you. And it starts now. And so I just wanted to share and begin to just kind of get us out of that survival mentality, get us out of that victim's mentality. And what I'm hoping is that those of you who are on the line who've just witnessed somebody going through domestic violence and they got that woe's me mentality, begin to let them know, come on, sweetie, snap out of that. You know, the change starts with your mindset being changed. And encourage them to know that God sees all and that God knows all. And so that's what we wanted to share with you on today. We wanted to share that with you on today to just begin to let you know who you are in Christ and begin to let you know that change awaits you. On today, we just want you to go to our Facebook page. I'm sorry. We would like for you to go to our Facebook page, Hope Alliance Inc. on Facebook, and let somebody know that you listened to the program on tonight, and if it was beneficial to you, perhaps you can share it on the page because we will on tomorrow. We will post this particular segment on the Hope Alliance page, and you'll be able to go to the Hope Alliance page and share this with somebody who you feel like they need a change in their life. And so on tonight, we pray that this was a blessing to you, that we helped you on tonight, and that you will be able in turn to help somebody else. Until next week, we pray that God's greatest and God's best will be yours. So But, Father God, we just seal your word that has been released today, oh, Lord God. We seal your word in somebody, oh, God, who's feeling hopeless and down, oh, Lord God. We pray now, God, that they will understand that they are not a victim, that they are not a victim, but that they are victorious through the shed blood and the Jesus Christ on the cross. So we just thank you now, oh Lord God, for raising them up, that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is now raising them up into a victorious end, oh God. If they can just see the end, you will help them get to that expected end according to your word. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11. In Jesus' name, it is so, and so it is. Amen and amen and amen. We look forward to seeing you all next week at 7:30. Let somebody know that we're on the air. Until then, may God's greatest and God's best be yours. Good night, everyone.